In David Arnold's new book, The Electric Kingdom, a deadly fly flu sweeps the globe and leaves a shell of the world that once was. Among the survivors are 18-year-old Nico and her dog, on a voyage devised by Nico's father to find a mythical portal, a young artist named Kit, raised in an old abandoned cinema, and the enigmatic Deliverer, who lives life after life in an attempt to put the world back together. As swarms of infected flies roam the earth, these few survivors navigate the woods of post-apocalyptic New England, meeting others along the way, each on their own quest to find life and love in a world gone dark. The Electric Kingdom is a sweeping exploration of art, storytelling, eternal life, and above all, a testament to the notion that even in an exterminated world, one person might find beauty in another. David Arnold is a writer from Kentucky. He's the New York Times bestselling author of Mosquito Land, Kids of Appetite, and The Strange Fascinations of Noah Hypnotic, which has been optioned for a film by Paramount. But he's here to tell us more about his new book, The Electric Kingdom. Hello, David.
Hi, Tammy. Thanks for having me.
So I read that you came up with the idea for The Electric Kingdom back in 2013. It was just released last month, so the story's been with you for several years. And then 2020, pandemic happens. How did you see your book with its post-apocalyptic setting relate to the world we're living in today?
Yeah, certainly it's been very odd timing. And as you said, it's been in the works for years. You know, the idea came when I was a stay-at-home dad of my newborn son, who is now almost nine. So it's, you can track the trajectory of the life of the book, kind of it parallels the life of my kid in terms of how long it's been with me and how old it is. And it's a very, it's just a bizarre feeling to have it just come out, this thing that's kind of been percolating for so long. And yeah, of course, you know, my publisher Penguin had picked a date, February 2021. We'd picked that date at least a year in advance, if not more. And so, you know, it was long before quarantines and lockdowns. And when March of 2020 rolled around and things were getting really serious here in the States, I called my agent and I was like, I don't know what we should do. You know, this is a post-apocalyptic book and, you know, I don't want to be tone deaf. I want to make sure that I'm, you know, we don't know what we're dealing with here yet. And at the time, no one knew really. And, you know, my agent reminded me then, and I have since been reminded several times, and that, you know, The Electric Kingdom is a post-apocalyptic book. It's not an apocalyptic book. It's not about how the world ended. It's about the people who survived and how they're navigating a new world. And the thing I love about post-apocalyptic literature, well, two things, really. The first being that you're inherently shifting the focus away from plot and onto character, because you're not talking about what happened, you're talking about who it happened to. And for people like me who love character-driven novels, and certainly there's plenty happening, but it is definitely led by character. And so, yeah, that I find that very appealing just in within the genre of post-apocalyptic fiction. And then the second thing that it does is it inherently shifts the focus to a more hopeful place. You know, you're, because you're not dealing with the apocalypse, you're dealing with the post-apocalypse. There's a sort of an implication that your characters have already survived. And yes, they're trying to survive now, but there is inherent hope in that.
The Electric Kingdom is a work of science fiction, which is kind of a big deal because your other books take place in more realistic settings. How was your writing process for this novel different from your earlier novels? And you kind of alluded to this a little, but did you find that science fiction can allow you to tell a story differently?
Yeah, I love this question for a couple of reasons. One of which, it gives me the chance to talk about one of my all-time favorite writers and all-time favorite movies. So in 2015, I walked into a movie theater. Remember those? Those were so wonderful. I walked into a movie theater to see what I thought was an alien movie. And when I left, I was like a completely changed person. And that movie was Arrival. which, I mean, it's probably my favorite movie of the last decade. It's just so brilliant. And Eric Heiser, who did the adaptation, who wrote the screenplay, did a phenomenal job in his own right. He really made the movie kind of his own. But it was based on a short story by an author named Ted Chiang, who has since become one of my all-time favorite writers. And I really feel like that was a turning point for me, because until that point, aside from like the Battlestar Galactica reboot, which I've really enjoyed, that aside, I would have said I wasn't a fan of sci-fi. I would have said, yeah, I don't think sci-fi is really, you know, I have plenty of author friends and friends who read sci-fi, and it wasn't the amount of, you know, I respected the genre. I didn't think it was for me. That movie like really, and then Ted Chiang's work really sort of single-handedly changed me. And I was like, I need more of this. And sort of that just character-driven, heady sci-fi that feels grounded in our world, but has these elements that are kind of like make you like tilt your head a little bit and kind of lean forward and be like, say what? So yeah, I mean, Stories of Your Life and Others by Ted Chiang, and then his second collection called Exhalation, both were huge influences for me, as well as, you know, Severance by Ling Ma was a really great kind of post-apocalyptic. It actually, that and Station 11 kind of taught me some of the most important elements in post-apocalyptic fiction, specifically is setting. It's what do you do with the setting and the places that you're in, and what do those places look like on the other side of an apocalypse, and how rich it just that kind of, it's like a story generator really, is setting in a post-apocalyptic landscape. And so like in Station 11, I still think of the airport, and in Severance, I still think of a mall, and you know, you have these settings in your mind. And so going into Electric Kingdom, you know, there's all this rich heritage in that literary genre that kind of show you the groundwork. Here are the things you need to like throw into the stew of a post-apocalyptic book to make it really resonate.
We're talking with writer David Arnold. His new novel is The Electric Kingdom, a work of science fiction, a unique take on storytelling and the post-apocalyptic novel, and it's got a lot of heart and humanity and beauty. David, as I was reading The Electric Kingdom, I noticed some similarities with other post-apocalyptic stories. You just mentioned Emily St. John Mandel's Station 11, for instance, and its similarities to this idea of forming groups and communities with other survivors and the weary travelers on foot, the abandoned towns, these relics of past civilizations. And related to this, there's one scene in the book that I would love for you to talk about. Your characters Nico and Kit and Lennon, on their journey, discover and spend the night in an old bookstore. Can you set this up a little bit and tell us more about this? Because we all love books, right? Who wouldn't want to spend the night in a bookstore?
Right. That was actually a really magical moment. This happens occasionally in the research process, or at least for me. Everybody researches their books differently and to different extents. But in this case, I knew I wanted a town, and The Electric Kingdom was going to end in a place where there was water and old buildings. So I started there. I started kind of doing some research about what cities would make sense for this. And my wife's family lives in Maine, and we've driven up through that country. I say country, I mean, it feels like another country sometimes, right? I say that in a good way. I love it up there. But just the woods and the long stretches where it's just these gorgeous trees, and you kind of start thinking, what else is out here? Like, there's a road, I know that. Like, I'm in the car on a road, but it's just miles of woods. And so I kind of knew generally where I wanted the book to take place. But I landed on Manchester because it had all these wonderful old mills that ran right along a river. And I was able to imagine a post-apocalyptic world where, you know, these mills were still kind of standing, but it was all very desolate. And the cities in this world, you know, gas lines are exploding. And so it's going to be pretty bleak, but that city would still maintain some level of beauty and also kind of like what the world looked like, you know, before. And so Manchester was where I landed. And then I basically just had to say, okay, they're starting at a point somewhere in rural New Hampshire, and then they have to walk to Manchester. So what's along the way? So the research process took a long time. It was a lot of Google Earth and kind of going through it that way. But then I was sure to go to the place and kind of do her walk as well, just to make sure and kind of see the sights along the way. And I was walking along the Merrimack River, which is the river where the main characters are walking toward Manchester, New Hampshire. And I walked around and there was a Books a Million that was just like standing there, like clouds parted, angels singing. I'm like, this is too good. I can't not use a bookstore that's right next to this river. So that was one of those cases where I stumbled across it in research and then actually went in and adjusted the timeline because I wanted them to spend the night. It was wish fulfillment is what it was. It was, I want to spend the night in a bookstore. And this is a great opportunity for me to kind of flesh out what that would look like. That ended up being a really kind of fortuitous research find.
Now, I heard that writing The Electric Kingdom nearly killed you. Can you tell us what happened?
You know, it sounds rather dramatic. And when I look back on that time, I'm still, I think, parsing out kind of what happened and how it all went down. But I'm a very type A individual. And when I have an idea that I love, I kind of latch onto it and I just really dive into it. It's an immersive experience for me and it's a visceral one. And so, you know, when you're dealing with a world like The Electric Kingdom where things do get rather dark, I should have been better about being conscious of maintaining some sort of balance in my life. I think I just let myself jump in, maybe in an unhealthy way to that world. You know, it's like I've heard my whole life all of the ways that our mental and physical health are intertwined. And I knew that that was true, but it wasn't something that I had experienced firsthand. It was a combination of my physical health and my mental health kind of all at once coming to a head. And, you know, I have an amazing family and my wife and kid have been my saving grace throughout all of it. And I was fortunate enough to be in a position where I could get help and talk to the right people and kind of get things ironed out before 2020 started, which I don't know how that would have all gone down if I had kind of come to these realizations and had these experiences during a time when going to the hospital was terrifying, because I was able to go to the hospital and not worry about that. I had a lot of things on my mind and some heart issues that I was dealing with that were terrifying, and kind of getting all of that ironed out by the end of 2019. I'm just really grateful for those things. And then moving forward kind of, you know, with therapy and having found the right medication and kind of getting everything in a more balanced place, my hope is that I can still have an immersive process when I'm writing, but it not let it really like take the reins.
Right. Well, you look good. You sound good. And I'm really glad you're here with us today.
Thank you so much.
David Arnold's new book is called The Electric Kingdom. It's what we're reading. I'm Tammy Bobrowski.